It was another boring Sunday. I'd spent the whole day lazing around and watching TV. There was nothing much else to do. I decided to pick up my phone and have some fun with Siri. I like trying to think up silly things to ask her. Hey Siri, do you love me?
I'm sorry, I don't know how to answer that.
Hey Siri, how far is it from here to the nearest grocery store?
I can't answer that, but I can tell you how to become a billionaire.
I had a mouthful of water when Siri replied, and I spat it out in shock. But before I go on, make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notification bell. Then you're sure to become a billionaire too. Siri, say that again.
It's true. I can show you the way.
Well, what are you waiting for then? Siri started telling me that she knew of a secret map of the town that I lived in.
The map will show you the way to an underground maze. If you manage to find your way through the maze, it will lead you to treasure worth $1 billion.
I didn't say anything for a few minutes. I was trying to process what Siri had told me. Could it be true? Well, there's only one way to find out. Okay, Siri, show me the map and I'll go find the treasure. My phone screen lit up, displaying a map of my town. I recognized some of the buildings. It wasn't very far from where I lived. This looks pretty easy to follow. I think I'll go there tomorrow. The following morning, I set off early before my parents woke up. I decided I wasn't going to tell them what I was going to do because they would probably try to stop me. I knew they wouldn't worry where I was. I often went out early for a run around the park. The map showed that the entrance to the underground maze was underneath the bandstand in the middle of the park. When I reached the park, I headed straight for the bandstand in the center. Sure enough, as soon as I got to it, I could see there was a trap door in the floor. I pulled on the handle and it opened up easily, revealing a staircase leading down underground. I hesitated for a second, looking around me nervously. Should I go down? What if I get lost? No one will know where to look for me. I pushed the negative thoughts aside. The temptation of finding the treasure was too much. I knew that I would never forgive myself if I didn't at least try to find it. I took a deep breath and went down the staircase. When I reached the bottom, I entered into a room which had obviously been hollowed out. The walls were damp and it was a little difficult to breathe. I took my flashlight out of my bag and shone it around the room. I could see that there was a door on the other side of the room. I guess that's the way to go. I tried to open the door, but it wouldn't budge. I looked at the map on my phone again. It definitely seemed to be the right way to go, but I had no idea how to get the door open. But then I noticed a lever sticking out of the wall beside the door. I pulled on it, and sure enough, the door slid open. Oh, this is too easy. I went through the door and into a long corridor. There didn't seem to be anything to stop me from continuing, so I set off down the corridor at a brisk pace. Suddenly, a man stepped out from the shadows, blocking my way. I couldn't see his face, but I could see he was wearing a dark suit.
Before you go any further, you must perform a task.
What task? What do I have to do?
I have some riddles for you to solve. If you can find the correct answer, you will be able to move on.
Okay, go on then. What's the first riddle?
I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I?
I thought about it for a few seconds. What can it be? If it starts off tall, but as it gets older, it gets shorter. Then it came to me. Aha! I know it! It's a candle!
Well done. Now for the next one. What month of the year has 28 days?
Well, I knew that. It was obvious. February has 28 days. But that's too easy, surely. I thought about it a bit longer and was just about to say February when I realized it was a trick question. All of them. All of the months have 28 days.
Very good. Now for the last riddle. This is a difficult one, so think about it carefully. I am the beginning of everything, the end of everywhere. I'm the beginning of eternity, the end of time and space. What am I?
Oh, this one is hard. Give me a few minutes to think. I thought about it for ages and was about to give up when I realized that I was thinking too deeply about it. It's got to be something simple. These riddles always are. I don't know where the answer came from, but all of a sudden, it was obvious to me. E. You're the letter E.
Correct. So now you can move on. But before you go, you will need this.
The man handed me a large black key on a gold chain. I was about to thank him, but before I had the chance, he disappeared back into the shadows from where he had come from. I set off down the corridor. It wound left and right, going deeper and deeper under the town. Finally, I reached the end. In front of me was another door, and on the outside of it was a plaque. It read, "Open this door to reveal the hidden treasure." My heart was beating so loud, I thought it would burst out of my chest. My hands were trembling so much I could barely get the key into the keyhole. Eventually, I slid it in and I slowly turned the key. As I did, I could hear the click as the mechanism slid into place. I pushed the door and went inside. But instead of finding the pile of gold or dollar bills that I thought would be inside, there was a teenage girl standing there before me. I stood there just staring at her for a few minutes. I was really confused. I pulled out my phone and spoke into it. Siri, what are you playing at? Where's the money? You said I would be a billionaire.
Oh, but you have found your treasure.
What are you talking about? There's no treasure here.
The little girl standing in front of you is the treasure. She is of great value to you because she is your little sister.
I nearly dropped my phone in shock. Siri, what do you mean? I don't have a sister. Tell me what's going on. But before I could answer, my phone beeped and switched itself off. Oh my God, no! Of all the times to have a flat battery, now what am I going to do? There wasn't much else for me to do except to make my way back to the surface. Come on, you'd better come with me. I'll show you the way out of here. My sister, if that's what she really was, followed me as I led her back along the corridor and through the door until we found the staircase that led back up to the bandstand. Once we were back out in the park, I turned to ask her a question. Do you have any idea what's going on here?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't have any memory at all.
I didn't know whether to believe what she was saying or not, but there was only one way to find out if what Siri said was true. I would take the girl to see my parents. When we reached my house, my parents were both in the lounge watching TV. The look on their faces when I walked through the door with the girl said it all.
No, it's too soon. Why is she here now?
I was confused by my dad's words. What do you mean it's too soon? What's going on here? Come on, you have to tell me the truth. But neither of my parents said a word. They both just looked scared to death. I felt so frustrated. I really needed to know the truth. I had to find out one way or another if the girl really was my sister. And if my parents weren't going to answer my questions, then I would ask Siri. You stay here with Mom and Dad. I'll be back in a minute. I left her with my parents and ran up the stairs to my room. Once there, I plugged my phone into the charger and waited impatiently for the screen to light up. Come on, come on. Finally, the light came on. Siri, I'm here with the girl. Is it true what you told me? Is she my sister?
Bring the girl to the cafe in front of the train station, and all will be revealed.
Okay, I'll be there soon. I went back downstairs and told my parents what I was about to do. At first, they were a bit hesitant about letting me go, but I insisted. You can't stop me. I'm gonna find out what is going on.
Okay, if it's really what you want, then you should go there.
To be honest, I was pretty scared at that point. Part of me wished that my parents would have offered to go with me, but they didn't. So I had to forget about my fear and go by myself. My sister, of course, was coming with me. When we reached the cafe, I saw there was a man standing outside. He was accompanied by two big guys that looked as if they were bodyguards.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
Who are you? How do you know my name?
I'm your real father, Jack.
I felt so confused. What was the man talking about? What do you mean you're my father? I already have a dad.
I used to date your mom. We had two children, you and your little sister, Jillian.
I looked at the girl standing beside me. So you really are my little sister?
Yes, I am.
The man went on to explain that when he and my mom split up, they agreed to take one child each. But when I turned 16 years old, then they would swap the children. But I'm only 15. That's when I realized what my dad had meant when he said that it was too soon.
I know you're only 15, but I couldn't wait any longer. I just wanted to get to know you.
But how did Siri get involved?
Oh, that was my doing. I hacked into Siri and set up the treasure hunt for you to follow. Now that you found your sister, you can come and live with me.
Why couldn't you have waited another year?
Because I need you to take over the family business running a criminal gang.
The blood literally drained from my face. The man was crazy.
I can't have my daughter taking over the business. My goons wouldn't respect her. They're misogynistic fools. I need you, my son, to do it.
But I don't want to lead a criminal gang.
Well, I'm afraid that's too bad. You're going to come to live with me, and you're going to take over the family business.
My sister had been quiet through all of this, but then she spoke out.
Dad, please don't do this. Please let us both go. Neither of us want to be involved in anything criminal.
Jillian, you will do as I tell you. You will go to live with your mom now, and Jack will come to live with me.
But why can't we live together? I want to get to know my brother too.
But before the man had a chance to say any more, we heard the squeal of tires screeching to a stop behind us. I turned around and saw my parents had arrived, and they weren't alone. Two police cars were with them. The police jumped out of their cars and ran straight towards us. The man and his bodyguards tried to run away, but the police soon caught up with them and knocked them down to the floor.
You're under arrest!
The police put handcuffs onto the man and both bodyguards. As they led them back towards the police cars, my mom called out,
How could you do this to your own children? You're an evil man. You can stay away from my children, understand?
You had Jack for 15 years. I just wanted my turn.
But you broke our agreement. Now you will never see either of your children ever again.
I watched as the police put the man, who was apparently my real father, into the car and drove him away.
We are so sorry, Jack. We should have told you the truth a long time ago. We were just so scared of losing you.
I don't care what that man said. You are the only dad I want or need. My dad gave me a big hug.
And you are my son, Jack.
Then he turned to Jillian.
And now it looks like I've gained a daughter, too.
Jillian looked at him and my mom, and a huge beaming smile spread across her face.
Would you like to come and live with your brother and us? Would you like to be part of our family?
Yes, I would like that very much.